Hi there, Judy.
Yes.
Hi, Judy. My name is Luke. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards for the Roundup lawsuit. It's a herbicide spray. Did you already get some help with that?
No.
No worries. Was it yourself that was being exposed or a loved one?
It was me.
It was yourself. I see. And then, what were you diagnosed with after spraying the Roundup?
I've had cancer.
Sorry to hear that. What type of cancer were you diagnosed with?
I don't know if they ever said or not.
Do you
The
remember if you're...
kind
Uh-huh.
it affects your memory and stuff.
Okay. Was it any sort of type of like lymphoma or leukemia?
Oh, yeah.
Leukemia.
What?
Chronic lymphocytic
Oh, I can't even say that.
No, you're good. I overheard. Was it chronic lymphocytic leukemia?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. No, it's okay. I overheard as well. So you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's. It's a type of subtype of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I'm really sorry to hear that. When were you diagnosed with that?
Oh, back in, was it 2007?
2007.
Yeah.
05 or 07.
Oh, I'm not sure if that's the right time or not.
It's okay, just an estimation. What would you, to the best of your knowledge, would you say 2005 or 2007?
I remember getting information 2007. I don't know.
That is
I
okay.
promise.
That is okay. So 2007? But it would vary from 2005 to 2007 though, right? Around that
Yeah.
time frame. Okay, no worries. So to the best of your knowledge, I will be putting down 2007, okay? Just for a pinpoint for the attorneys. Is that okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, so let me put it here. And then let's see here. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit, Judy?
Yeah.
No worries. And then did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim for the Roundup lawsuit?
I've got an attorney, but
No
I
worries.
don't know.
No, that yeah,
I
that's
think he quit or something. I don't know what he done.
Oh, so you already had someone already working on your Roundup claim?
So I hadn't heard from him in years.
Well, let me ask you this. Did he ever send you something for you to sign with your finger on your phone or electronically or sent you a packet in the mail to your house to fill out and send back regarding this Roundup lawsuit?
Well, I don't remember anything, but I don't know.
Okay, yeah, 'cause that is really an important question there in order to know if I can move on here.
I don't think they ever sent you any information, but I don't remember.
Okay, is there any way?
What it is, sir, the
Yeah.
she lives in a nice, it's a trailer park, but it's a
Okay.
nice trailer park down there on the beach.
Uh-huh.
And it's surrounded by San Destin. It's in Destin, Florida. And there's a huge resort there called San Destin. And they use all them chemicals on them golf carts, on the golf courses. And there's been a lot of people in her trailer park that's come down with different types of cancer.
Oh gosh, I'm really sorry to hear that.
I don't know if, I mean, I don't know that that's what's causing it, but I mean, I know they
Yeah.
use Roundup and stuff over there.
Okay.
And,
Would she happen to be using Roundup as well? Like directly her spraying it herself around like the yard or anything like that?
she probably had a little bit, but not that much.
Okay.
I use Roundup a lot. I did her yard sometimes, and I did use Roundup, but I was never exposed to Roundup a whole lot either.
Okay.
But I used it on my yard and,
Uh-huh.
my keeping my yard up, and I'd use a little bit on her yard. So
Okay.
she probably used it a little bit because I'd use at least a spray over there sometimes, but we didn't use it a whole lot.
Okay, question on that. Do you think she must have sprayed at least Roundup for how many days would you think? Do you think she sprayed it for at least 10 days or more?
You mean like 10 days in a row?
No, just in general.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't know.
Throughout the
year. I went over there and helped keep her lawn up for about 10 or 15 years when it's my mother.
Oh.
And I live on, you know, about 4 miles from her.
Okay.
But, I mean, yeah, I mean, I use Roundup just on my yard, but, I mean, I never worked for a company, and she never worked for a company that where she is exposed to it every day. But, I mean, I would imagine she's probably sprayed it 10 times for sure.
Okay, I see. All right, because she was – I overheard you saying around, like, 2005 or 2007. I was telling Judy just to be, you know, just to help out the attorneys, just to pinpoint, I would put down just for 2007 for now. So before the year 2007, was she ever – you said she was spraying the Roundup, right, for a bit before she was diagnosed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
Sorry.
She just had, like, a couple flower plants, and then she had – in her little yard around her trailer there is probably, I don't know, 20 by maybe – her lot might be – it might be 20, 30 foot wide by about 80 foot deep, maybe 60 foot deep.
Okay.
Her trailer's on. And, I mean, she'd spray a little bit in there for the weeds.
That makes
but
sense.
She, Anyway, I don't – like I say, but she – I mean, I had a guy that come over there with me a lot of times and we would spray it. But, I mean, I know she sprayed for – sometimes.
No, you're fine. And what I'm totally understanding from this is she would spray it sometime as well, but then she needed someone else, basically her son, to take care of her yard for her since she was getting a little older. So she pretty much just told you to pretty much spray it for her, right? Is that what pretty much happened? Like, would she be spraying the yard before you, and then she pretty much just let you spray it for her afterwards? Like, how many...
Yeah.
Okay, and then when do you believe she first started spraying Roundup? I know this is kind of a hard question, but was it like perhaps when she first started, like when she first moved to that trailer park? Do you think that's when she first started spraying the Roundup, or what year would you say?
Lord, I don't know, Mom. What do you think? Around you probably sprayed a little bit around from 2000 on, but
2000 on.
She lived there for 30 something years, but. You know, I didn't really think that what little bit – you know, I don't know how toxic that stuff is, but I didn't think what little bit she sprayed. But the issue is when they get a lot of flooding there, all that stuff that they use on them golf courses, I mean, that they got a lot of runoff over there in that area from them golf courses.
No, yeah, that makes total sense as well.
One of my very good friends that lived in that trailer park, he passed away. He had a – on his wrapped around his spine.
Oh, gosh. He
I don't
had a
know
tumor?
For sure what time that was. And then another girl that lives three trucks down, her husband also died from cancer.
Oh, my gosh. That's just so terrible to hear. Oh, gosh. Well, let me see if I can help out your mother here, because it does, by the looks of it, it does seem like she may qualify here, because the ailment she was diagnosed with is part of the criteria to qualify. The year that she was diagnosed as well, I would just need to know, like, the start year and the end year. And these are just estimations, because I know you said she would spray once in a while. When do you think was the first time she sprayed? Would you say, like, 2000 and on, or a little bit in the 1990s? Or because I remember you saying that she lived there for, like, 30 years or so. What year do you think she first started spraying?
It could have been in the late 90s.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. And then, Judy, before I do continue here, do you give your permission to your son to be speaking on your behalf?
Yes.
Okay. I just needed a confirmation. Thank you so much, Judy. All right. And then what is your name again, sir? I'm sorry about that.
Scott Goodwin.
Scott? All right. Scott, my name is Lupa. It's nice. It's a pleasure speaking to you right here. And then, so you said it was late 90s that your mom could have possibly first started spraying? Okay, to the best of your knowledge, is it okay for me to put, like, 1999, 1998? What year would you want me to put down?
Yeah, that would probably be fine.
Okay.
But, I mean, I would think she wouldn't – I mean, I'm being honest. I'm not
No,
going,
it's okay. Yeah.
I think she would probably spray her yard 5 to 10 times a season, maybe.
That makes sense.
That much.
No, that makes sense. Yeah, it's only needed in certain seasons, you know. It's not sprayed every day, so that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably maybe 5 pounds
A year.
to
5 times like a
Because
year.
I use it at my house, and I usually spray it about 4 times.
That makes sense. Yeah.
You know, before right around spring, when all the little weeds start coming up in the grass
Of
and the flower
course.
bed, and then mid-summer, and then right there before fall. So.
Okay, that makes sense. So like 5 times a year. And then, so 1999, and then what would be the last time she could have possibly ever sprayed Roundup? Was it like a year before she was diagnosed, like a couple years, like 2004, 2003? What year would it could have been when she like last sprayed Roundup? It could have been
No, longer than that.
a little longer than that. Yeah, it could have
Maybe
been even
probably,
after.
oh, maybe 17.
17?
I mean,
Okay.
I mean,
That's okay. Yeah. That makes
yeah,
sense.
maybe up to 17. 'Cause
2017?
a lot of times she's the type you'll say, now look, I got this stuff in here, but you don't need to be spraying it. I'll spray it when we come back, and then we go
Oh.
over there, and she's like, well, I went ahead and got that. So.
Oh, no, I totally get what you're saying with that. So I already got the years down here. And in order for me to continue the intake here, I asked a little earlier, has she ever been sent anything for her to sign with her finger on her phone or electronically, or anything sent a packet in the mail to her or to her house to fill out and send back regarding the Roundup lawsuit? Do you ever recall her getting signing anything?
Sir, not that I know of.
Okay. And then Judy, can you hear me as well?
Yes,
All
and
right.
I don't know. I
Okay.
don't know.
And then when you say you don't know, okay, let's see here. Do you always use that same email, Judy? Does your mother always use that same email, or does she switch it?
Have you still got the same email you've had before, or have you changed your email before?
Was it Judy Goodwin at yahoo.com?
Yeah, that's the one I
Yeah,
have here.
I think that's.
Huh?
Judy C. Goodwin at yahoo.com, correct?
Yeah.
Okay,
Is that
correct.
the only one you remember having? I mean, that's the only one I ever remember you having.
That.
Do you know if you ever changed it?
I might have had one before that, but I don't remember.
Okay, that is okay. I was just asking this because if she has always kept that same email, it's going to be helpful. She can go on her email and look up Roundup and see if anything comes up on her email app. See if anything comes up like a document that she could have possibly signed. But I don't think she has though, because she should have been contacted a while ago. She you know, she actually was being represented. Let's see. Do you have a little bit of time right now just to try to see if she did receive anything through email? You just have to look up Roundup on the search bar on top of the email. Look up Roundup and it should come up.
Let me see, Mom. I don't know. I've never used your phone before.
I apologize about that, Scott. I'm trying my best here to try to see if she is being represented or not, to see
Okay,
if I can
let's
help
see.
her.
I'm trying to know where you need emails. Okay, let's go to mail.
Yeah,
Okay.
of course. And then hit
All
that
right.
search button on the top, I believe. And then just look up the word Roundup. ROUND and then up. UP.
Okay, let's see. Attorney for cancer. Let's see. Healthcare.com. Simple life, let us help your debt. Okay,
It should look
this
like a,
looks like
Sorry.
it's just an ad though.
An ad.
Let's see. Reply to ELB Sam ZXTPE at IRAN construction.com.
Construction.com, okay. And all this is coming up after you looked up Roundup, correct?
Right.
Okay. How long ago does she
And
remember talking to this person in regards for the Roundup? Does she recall, like, if it was like 5, 10 years ago?
you know how?
What?
I know she. It's probably been at least 10 years ago
10
since she
years
said,
ago.
"Well, I had a guy from Texas that was going to sign me up, but I didn't ever get nothing." And then they said that they wasn't handling those no more. So I don't know if she did or
that
not.
Is odd. Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. By the looks of it, it does sound like she has not. But I just, you know, I really need to confirm with you guys if she has or hasn't. But by the looks of it, I mean, nothing's coming up through the email. The only thing that I would have to ask was, like, did she ever recall anything sent to her through mail to her house to, like, anything in regards for Roundup?
Okay, here's Roundup complete. Hold on.
Oh, there you go. If it says complete.
Okay, let's see what this is. This is another, looks like an ad for at least Fitzgerald was lured into a basement. Oh, Lord. I don't know what that is. That ain't.
No, you're good.
Okay, that wasn't nothing. Yeah, I thought.
No, you're good. Thank you so much once again, Scott.
Yes.
So helpful.
Okay, I put in Roundup, and the only...
How far does it go back to when you look that up? Does it just keep going?
Yeah, I'm right now what I'm going through is 2020. Should I try to hit Roundup Attorneys maybe?
Maybe, yeah, maybe a different search like that. That's a smart, yeah.
Try.
Smart suggestion.
It ain't even going back to.
Okay, Roundup. How about Roundup and then put document? Because what usually gets sent out is like a DocuSign. Maybe if you look up document though, it's DOCU and then MENT for document.
Yeah, I put it in. There's nothing coming up.
No,
really.
That's okay. All right, and then the last thing I should ask is, to the best of her knowledge, she does not recall signing anything, correct?
You don't remember signing anything, Mom?
Just let her know it's to the best. Okay.
Yeah, she says.
I haven't heard anything from them, and it's been 2 or 3 years since I've heard anything from them.
When she says hear anything from him.
Man, I asked her about that, and I don't remember asking. I mean, this had to have been 3 or 4 years ago, and I said, hey, did you ever hear anything from that attorney in Texas about that Roundup claim? And she said, well, no, they was I called them one time, and the last time I called them, they said they wasn't handling it no more or something. So, let me.
That's odd. That's odd, though, because if she says they weren't handling that anymore, I mean – that's really odd because that must mean she signed something. She would need a letter of release because if she did sign something and they told her that, that must mean they would have sent her a letter of release. So from the looks of it, does she just speak to this guy and he just told her that? Is it just like on the phone call? Is like that's all the way they communicated? Never got sent anything, right? It was just basically on the phone call.
Well, if he sent her something, it's probably in here somewhere. I'm trying.
Did
you know, because
she don't never
empty these things.
No,
let's see. I got archives. I got Yahoo 170. Let's see, thread notifications. I got attachments. Let's see. What about looking under attachments, maybe?
All right. Ask her this. With this person she spoke with and they told her that, was it just on the phone? Like, she was just speaking to this person. She was never sent anything.
Yeah, on the phone.
Okay. All right. But tell her to the best of – this is just to the best of your knowledge. If she doesn't recall signing anything, we're good to move on. So just let her know to the best of it, Mom, to the best of your knowledge, you don't recall signing anything, correct? You just remember speaking to this person? Just let her know that.
You don't remember signing anything.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
That is
weird. It's been years ago.
That's
so
okay. That's okay. So I did put down no here for that. So we are good to move on. And then has your mother had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis, which is a chronic lymphocytic leukemia? Has she had more than one?
Oh yeah, she's had the chronic lymphocytic, and she's actually been through like three. She had treatments. I don't know. The first time they only lasted about a year. The second time she went probably about 5 years, and then this, the last time she went and had treatments is probably been about 2 years ago.
Okay.
So she's had cancer treatments for that about three.
Okay.
You know,
so she was just getting treatment though. So she never got it more than once. She was just getting treated for it. Okay. I see what you're saying. So she didn't have more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis. She was just getting treated. I see what you meant. Okay. No worries. So
she's had it. She's always going to have to have treatments, you know, from now on.
Yeah. I see.
Yeah. Cause she's been like, you know, she's had the IV treatments where we have to take her to the cancer center.
I see.
And her blood count goes up to a certain level, and they have to knock it down. And, you know, sometimes it lasts a year. Like I say, the first time it come right back up pretty quick, and then the next time it took like 5 years before it come back up. And then I think, what was it, 2023 or 2024? I think 2023 she had treatments again.
Okay, I see. And then I will be asking these questions again. Thank you so much for letting me know. So who's filing this claim?
She has to have a cancer doctor
of course.
She has to be monitored by a cancer doctor.
Of course.
All the time.
Of course. And I will be needing that doctor name as well later in the intake. So you're fine. Thank you so much for letting me know. Who's filing this claim? It would be for herself. So I'm going to put self here. And the date she received the diagnosis, I put down here for the pinpoint for the attorneys, 2007. Is that okay for me to put down here for her diagnosis?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, because if you do call her doctor's name is Dr. Banks.
Okay.
And Dr. Banks can probably give you a lot better information than we can.
That accurate diagnosis date. No, you're fine. I totally get what you're saying. And then this is just a referral question. Do you know anyone else, colleagues, neighbors, or anyone in your home that may have sprayed the Roundup? I overheard you saying you sprayed it as well. But you never been affected, right? You never got a diagnosis, thank God.
No, not from that. I mean, they told me I had Sjogren's when I went to Mayo, and then, I don't know if that's, you know, anything to do with it. I've never been diagnosed with cancer or nothing, but I had some fatty lymphomas in my back that they removed.
Fatty lymphomas? What type of lymphoma did they diagnose you with disorder?
They weren't called lymphomas now. They were called lymphoma, a lymphoma, which they said they were not cancerous.
Oh, well, that's...
They're little fatty tumors, but
okay.
They're usually caused from having, like, infections or something like that going on.
I see. And then what was your mother's age at the time of the diagnosis in 2007? So we subtract 2007 with
2025. You 83 now, Mom?
Yeah.
You 83 now?
Yeah.
I can help. 41 or 42? 41. Your birth date, 42?
41.
Her birth date's 41.
Okay.
I think it's 41.
How old is she right now? It's 18 years ago from now, so I would just have to subtract 18 to the age she is right now.
I think she's 83.
Is she? Okay, she's 83 right now?
Yes, sir, 83.
Okay, so 83 minus 18 years ago, that would make her 65 at the time of diagnosis. Does that sound accurate?
That's pretty close.
Okay, that's pretty close. Thank you so much for that. And then does she have her birth certificate?
I know.
Do you have your birth certificate, Mom?
What?
Birth certificate.
Yeah.
Well, you don't. Yeah, she's got one. I don't think she has it here. She's.
It's okay.
She's staying with us right now. But.
That is okay. Yeah, when the attorneys reach out to her, that's something that she should let them know. But that's totally okay. I just put down yes here, and then it's asking here how many years has she sprayed the Roundup, and I can help with that. We already got the years she started and stopped, 1999 all the way to 2017. That would be like 18 years, you know, 5 times a year, but like 18 years in total. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah.
How many years? 18?
Yeah, but, man, I don't want to – I mean, I don't know if she sprayed it 5 times every year. You know what I mean?
No, it's okay.
I don't want to be dishonest about it, but I just know that she, like I say, she get into stuff and
yeah.
do stuff on her own, even though you try to say, well, don't do this. Which, you know, be honest with you, I sprayed it around my house for years and years, and I had friends that was in landscaping businesses, and I had no idea that it was even poisonous.
No, yeah, exactly. My dad's a landscaper as well, so I totally get where you're going with that. And I had to warn them as well and tell them, you know, all the bad things that this product's doing, the Roundup spray, the herbicide
uh-huh.
spray. So, yeah, that makes sense. So when I did do the 1999 to 2017, it's 18 years. So I know it wasn't consecutively. How many years do you think it was? Like, would it be like 10 years, 12 years in between that time when she actually did use it? All those years in total? Just an estimation. I know it's a hard question. These questions are kind of be hard to answer, but...
Yeah, I don't...
That is okay.
10 years, I would
at
say.
Least 10 huh, out of those 18? It's okay, yeah.
Yeah, I would say at least 10.
That is okay.
And like I say, make sure you make a note of...
Of course.
The golf courses, basically at that resort, them golf courses surround the back prop. Okay, like where they got a big, nice trailer park there.
Well,
but
let me
joins to the back of that resort, and
okay.
all that behind them is golf courses.
Golf courses. Let me ask you this, but you would have to know if they're spraying Roundup, though. You saying that it's chemicals that they're spraying. This lawsuit only pertains for the Roundup spray. So
yeah.
those chemicals that they're spraying, you would definitely need to know if it's Roundup that they're spraying. If you would like me to add that on the additional notes on the bottom here. Are you like positive
man,
it's Roundup?
I mean, I don't know what they spray, but I just, you know.
They could have played a role on, I get it.
Yeah, a friend of mine, well, being a golf course, you would imagine that they probably do use Roundup, but it's probably one of the biggest products for
exactly.
weeds.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the reason I say that is because I had friends that worked for landscaping
mm-hmm.
companies down there
that had that same product.
Resort properties, and that's one of the biggest. I mean, they always keep that on their trucks, so I just figured.
That makes sense. Yeah. No.
I mean, I guess somebody could find out from them what they use, but I
yeah.
mean, to be honest with you, you
mm-hmm.
still see that stuff being used all the time, even
of
though.
Of course. Of course, yeah.
You know,
they're still on the shelves as we speak now. That's just so amazes me. It's just crazy how they're still out there in the shelves and still selling this product. And then I'm sorry to go out of topic here. Have she sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more? Not in total and consecutively, but throughout those 10 years that she used them, it would be 10 days or more, correct?
10 days.
Yeah, just 10 days or more between
yeah.
those 10 years that she was using them.
Oh, is she, you mean 10 times a year every year? Or you mean 10
no, no, no.
times?
Just, the question is just asking
oh.
how. Has she sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Oh, sure. I'm
yeah,
sure
right.
She's
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. I no, I figured, too, that question kind of answered it already when you said 10 years. I mean, I kind of figured throughout those 10 years it would be more than 10 days. So thank you for confirming that. And then the phone we're speaking on, is it a smartphone or a landline?
It's an iPhone.
iPhone, so smartphone, okay. And then is your mother a citizen of the United States?
Yes, sir.
All righty. And then these are just some yes or no questions. Has just illnesses that she has, okay? HIV or AIDS?
No, sir.
Organ transplant?
No.
And then autoimmune disease?
Not until she, I guess, the chronic lymphocytic.
Okay, no worries. And then, any hepatitis B or hepatitis C?
You never had any problems. Now, how old were you when you had your hysterectomy? Did you have a hysterectomy when you were in your 40s? Yeah, she had a hysterectomy in her 40s, and that's probably the only thing she ever had done
okay.
that I remember. I mean, I never, she got COVID later on just a few years ago, and she
okay.
come through that too.
No worries. And then how about
Epstein? He said, don't let them, they ain't putting no ventilator on me. And I said, well, keep your phone by, and they come try to put a ventilator on you, call me. And that lady said, well, you can't come up here And I said, if y'all try to put a ventilator on her, I'll be up there.
You're such a good son, Scott. Oh, gosh. And then what about any rheumatoid arthritis?
Yes, I do have arthritis.
Yeah.
Okay, arthritis. Okay. I'm going to put yes here for her. Thank you for letting me know there. And then how about Epstein-Barr?
Did you ever get Epstein-Barr?
No.
All right. I'm really glad to hear that. How about any diabetes? Mellitus. It's after. It's diabetes mellitus. That's how it's...
You ever heard someone told you had diabetes?
Had what?
Diabetes.
I was told I had diabetes one time, but I don't take medicine for it anymore.
Okay. She doesn't take medicine for it? Okay.
They've been trying to tell me I had diabetes for 10 years now, and I went to Mayo Clinic probably 15 years ago.
Uh-huh. What did they
and
tell
my
you?
A1C was about 5.8, and then it went up to 6.3 one time, but it's always stays around. It usually stays under 6, and the guy at Mayo Clinic told me, if yours don't get up over 6.4, 6.5, I wouldn't take no medication for it, because as long as you can control it, don't go on any medications. And every time they see it 5.8, they're going, well, we got to get you on this and that.
I see.
So,
no, I see.
I ain't following. Yeah.
And then how about any lupus? Okay.
That's
kind of
what they was telling me that I had, like the Sjogren's syndrome.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be like an autoimmune, but.
Autoimmune. I see.
Yeah.
How about
I got sick.
How are you feeling now? You feel better, Scott?
I feel a lot better, but I actually went to a Lyme specialist who runs tests for that, and he treated me. And I mean, because I had at one time felt like I was going to outright die for about 3 years.
Oh, gosh.
But I went to Washington, D.C. and seen a guy, and he put me on a pretty long-term treatment. So minocycline and actually ivermectin. And
I see.
Shoot, I come through that great. If I could just, I got a mess from some surgeries. They left a gallbladder clip in my rectum. I had a gallbladder staple that stuck in my bowel. They patched it up.
And then
I got some old sutures in my back. So when I get that cleaned up, I'm going to be rolling again.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad to hear you're doing a lot better, Scott. And then for your mother, was there any cancer requiring chemotherapy other than her chronic lymphocytic leukemia? Other than that, has there been any other cancer requiring chemotherapy?
No, sir.
No worries. And I'm really glad to hear that for your mother. And then how about any family history of cancer for your mother?
My grandmother... my grandmother had it.
So her mother had
I don't think hers was chronic lymphocytic.
Okay. She had like a sort of lymphoma?
Remember what kind of cancer Meemaw had?
She had breast. They started in her breast.
They started in her breast,
but... They had surgery
cancer.
For that. And
breast cancer?
She had it in her head.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But hers, the breast cancer she had was very aggressive.
Oh,
I was only like 5 or 6 years old when she died.
Oh.
But I remember talking to my aunt years ago when I was in high school. We got to talking about it. And they said, well, back then, you know, my grandfather, and he was a corn and cotton farmer. And, you know, we had crop duster spraying. We could look out our front yard, and we had crop duster spraying across the street. She would go, you kids get in here right now. But she was telling us that, she said, well, your grandmother and grandfather, you know, they were so close to over there where they were spraying and crop dusting. And see, back then they sprayed something called DDT, which was probably a lot more toxic. I guess when they come out with the, the Roundup, that was supposed to be the greatest thing in the world because they done away with the DDT.
I see.
But that stuff knocked out a bunch of the... I didn't even really study up on that too much, but being a buddy of mine that I grew up with, we used to like to quail hunt when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And we went in there when we were probably back in our late 20s, early 30s, and went hunting down there.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't hardly see a quail. I said, man, And he said, I guarantee you, you know, all them years they sprayed that DDT, but when we went back in there, you know, after they had quit spraying that, they were we were talking about how they were starting to come back a little bit,
mm-hmm.
you know, but okay. when we were kids.
Your mother would be precautious. Though. At least she knew about that and would call you guys in. That's a good thing. But I'm sorry to go off topic here.
No, it's okay, but you could check into that because they may have been spraying that because I can tell you that was about 1972.
1972? That's interesting.
Yeah,
thank you for letting me know.
Started paying my grandfather not to farm his land, and he just raised his cows because the government was giving him a check.
I see.
When they was wanting to regulate all the pricing on everything.
I see. And then it was just her mother that had breast cancer, right? For any other, you know, family history of cancer? Just the breast cancer for the mother?
Is that the only one, Mom?
What?
Your mom?
For the family history? For the family history of cancer?
Didn't you have a sister, Miss Rosemary? Didn't she have a tumor?
I don't know.
That's okay. Well, we're going to move on from here. Did have diabetes and arthritis, so I put yes for her there. And then I got her first name spelled J-U-D-Y for Judy, correct?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And then her last name I got spelled G-O-O-D-W-I-N for Goodwin, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. And then does she have a middle name so I can put it down here?
Pardon me?
Does she have a middle name?
Charlotte.
Charlotte, as in Sam, right, for the initial?
It's a C, ain't it, Mom?
C as in cat?
Yeah,
C-H. C-H. Okay, so C as in cat for the initial for her middle name. Okay, thank you so much. Does she have a suffix in her name, like junior, senior, the second, nothing like that, correct?
No, sir.
All right, and then I do apologize in advance. We are required to ask on the recorded line. Can you please confirm her gender for me?
Are you female? She's female.
Yeah, thank you so much. And then
we don't know.
Yeah, you're fine. And then is your mother married?
No, sir.
All right. And then marital status would be single. And then in order for the attorneys to pull up her medical records, can you please provide me with the social security number? It could be the last four as well, okay?
The last four of your social mm-hmm. security number.
Yeah, just the last four.
4162.
I got that. 4162.
Is that it?
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
it's no. Okay. It's okay.
Is that I need to go get it?
Yeah. Wait.
I'm sorry about that,
Scott.
You got
it down. Hold on. That's all right, sir. I just come in and I didn't know who she is on the phone.
It's okay. Well, I'm glad you came at the right time, Scott.
I came
really
in the other day and they were giving them, you know, she's got great insurance.
1612.
1612. 1632? No, 1612.
Oh, I got that. I got you. So 1612.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much. What is her date of birth?
5-8-41.
So I got May 8th of 1941.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. And then what is her current age?
83.
Thank you for that. And then how did she learn of the connection between Roundup and her injuries? Was it like seeing ads, commercials on the TV? Where did she find out about the Roundup and her injuries?
Probably on telephone.
Telephone?
Because I come in and she was talking to you, and I don't know if she found your ad on, if y'all were on Facebook or what.
Yeah, perhaps, because.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
I came
in the other day,
uh-huh.
and she had called, there was one of these, she's got great insurance. My dad had actually built hospitals in prison for a big company, so he made great money.
Okay.
And so she's got good insurance. She's got two policies, but they had one of these things online where if you buy a second one of these, one of these insurance policies anyway, they'll give you a free grocery card.
Oh, gosh.
And I mean, I come in and caught that, and I'm like, Mom,
mm-hmm.
You leave your insurance alone. I said, you'll get $300 worth of groceries and you'll get $2,000 worth of copays.
Oh,
I said, don't do that.
Exactly. No,
but,
you're a good son, Scott, by the looks of
she
it, man.
Probably found it out. She probably seen it on Facebook.
Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then when did she become first aware of her injuries? It may have been related to Roundup. That was Facebook. What year would that have been? Was that like recently? Like 4 years, 3 years ago?
Man, I didn't really, to be honest with you, whenever she said she was calling that guy in Texas about trying to
that
find
makes sense.
Out about it. And I didn't really think that much about no more than we used it, if we could have been exposed that much or she could have been exposed that much. But then I got to thinking about how many people in the park there had passed away with cancer. And and then, you know, I thought, well, you know what? They got that golf course that surrounds this place.
Yeah.
So you might check into it, but never did. As far as I know, she never told me she signed anything or anything.
That is okay.
I looked through her phone and I didn't see anything.
No. Yeah. And we confirmed that with her as well. She doesn't recall. So that's, to the best of her knowledge, we're okay to go move on with that. But for that, I think I overheard her say, was that like 4 years ago when she got contacted by that guy? Was that, or 5 years ago? How long was that?
When that guy last contacted you?
Oh, my gosh. It's been a long time ago.
It's okay.
Probably more, at least 5 years.
5 years? Would you want me to put down 2019? Was it like when she first became aware of her injuries? May it have been related to Roundup? Or 2020? 5 years from now is 2020.
Maybe. I mean, whatever you think. I mean, I don't know for sure. It's just...
I'm just going based off what I'm listening from your mother. So let her know what would be a best year for her to put down. Would it be 19 or 2020 when she first found out, like, it could have been because of Roundup? It's between those, yeah. Let's see here.
Well, it was before 2020.
Okay. Was it like COVID year? COVID year was like 2019, I believe, or 2018 on that time.
I can't hear.
Oh, was
it,
I like
it was probably before that? Because, like I say, I'm thinking she got diagnosed around 2000. See, after she got diagnosed, her cancer doctor told her, you know, that she had it, that she would have to be probably one day take treatments for it. But it was probably after she was diagnosed, she probably worked for about five more years before her blood count got to where she had to go in and take the treatments. And she, you know, my mom didn't want to quit work. She worked at a Goodwill.
Okay.
But they, you know, they make them stand on their feet all day. And, you know, she was pretty heartbroken because they wouldn't let her sit in a chair, you know, and run her cash register. So they kind of retired her from that.
Okay.
But she would have probably made it another 5 years if they would have let her sit in her chair and work.
No, yeah, of course. And then when I'm listening... So when she was diagnosed in 2007, you said she worked for like 5 years after she got diagnosed before all that started happening. So if we add five, that would be like 2012 when she last worked. So when she may have, you know, became aware of her injuries were related to Roundup, was it like 2013, 2014, like a year after she stopped working perhaps? Or what year would you want me to put down here? This is just an estimation. I know this is a long time ago. So this is,
oh, gosh.
I know. We don't have to get the exact accurate year. I mean, it's just an estimation of what she could possibly
recall. Well, Mom, you say what you think you thought she might have exactly.
Yeah, just whatever she thinks, because this is
Maybe when you've seen that ad and you called about it is what made you concerned, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can think of, yeah.
It's really dark, but, you know, I've had it out because I've had doctors that's left stuff in me, and I'm still fighting with them. They can't even get an attorney to handle that. I'm real funny about giving a date unless I'm looking at a medical record where I can give a date. You know what I mean?
I get you. And that's why I even start by even saying it. It's an estimation because I get this is years ago. You know, like this is type of information some people don't even recall or remember. This is so many years ago. So that's why I'm asking from the get-go, just an estimation. Because I know she was diagnosed in 2007. 5 years from that was like 2012, because that's when she started feeling weak and didn't, you know, she couldn't really continue working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to figure out when she may have, like, saw that ad on Facebook. Was it, like, when she stopped working, perhaps, a little after that?
I knew.
Uh-huh.
Before 2012.
Okay. That's all I needed to know.
I had already had treatment.
Okay. All right. And then you already knew that kind of linked to the Roundup? Is that when you kind of, like, figured it could have been because of the Roundup?
What's he saying?
He said, do you think that could have been because of the Roundup?
Is that when you figured it could have been related? Like, your injuries could have been related to the Roundup?
Well, I'm sure.
Okay.
I think
so. Okay. Okay, so what she's saying, do you want me to put down 2010 or 2011?
What's she saying?
Put down 2010 or 2011?
2010.
Okay, that's okay. And then it's just an estimation, okay, Judy? It's just an estimation. I know it's a long time ago to kind of recall this. So I put down 2010. Bear with me here. All righty, so 2010. And I'm trying to go here as quickly as possible for you guys, okay? What is her height what is her height and weight?
Your height and weight.
I'm about 5'5".
Okay.
It's
okay. What is your weight?
My weight is 160.
Okay. 155, 160. And then I got your primary email here for your mother. I have JudyCGoodwin at yahoo.com. So that's JudyCGoodwin at yahoo.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much, Judy. And then your primary phone number is the one we're speaking on right now. It's 850-621-2930, correct?
Correct.
Thank you. And then this is a mobile phone number, right? You said this was an iPhone? It's a mobile phone number?
Yes.
All righty. And then what is your best contact preference when the attorneys reach out to you? What's your, like, what do you prefer? Would it be a phone call, a text message, or an email?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter? Okay.
Phone call or email.
Okay, I put phone call for now, and I'll put down in the additional notes. It could be either, okay? And then, alrighty, how many times per month last year did she use Roundup? Okay, and then this is kind of similar to what I asked earlier. How many times per month did she use a Roundup? Or year, sorry, slash year? You said it was
I don't know.
I know, it's a hard...
How many times a month?
Or no, month slash year, so it can be either. And I know per year you said it was around like 3 or 4 times a year. Sometimes there'll be some years she wouldn't, but it would be like seasonal, I recall you saying. How many times do you think per year did she use a Roundup?
Per year? I don't know. Maybe 3 or 4. I don't think she used it more than that, really.
Okay. No worries. And then did she spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before being diagnosed with the chronic lymphocytic leukemia?
Yeah.
Okay. No worries. Thank you so much for confirming that. And then I got the years here. I'm going to put them down here for you. Bear with me. 1999 all the way to 2017. Bear with me here. 1999.
Sir, sometimes I got, you know, I used to get those granules from the landscape place. But a lot of times, I would, you know, they sold it at Lowe's and Home Depot in the little canisters where you pump them up and spray them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've done those for years, and then it got to where I could get them. A friend of mine worked at a landscape place, so I would go to the landscape place because you could buy them in a bigger container,
mm-hmm.
you know, but it was granules. It wasn't the spray.
Okay. The granule, no, it wasn't the spray. Granule. Okay. Was it what type of chemical was it again? I'm sorry.
It was Roundup.
Oh, it was Roundup. Okay.
It was kind of like,
okay.
I don't know if it was a time release Roundup because it was like pellets.
Pellets. I've never heard of that,
it was
actually.
Like little round. Well, it was for commercial use.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, those were like for commercial use.
Would Let me ask you this. Did you ever use for commercial use Paraquat? That's kind of similar to Roundup, and there's a lawsuit going on for that as well.
Honestly, I thought those were about the same thing.
They kind of are, yeah. Yeah, but you need a license to use a Paraquat, though. You know, only the employer would purchase it for you. You would have to be licensed to use a Paraquat. But going out of topic, I'm so sorry. Did she use any protective gear when applying Roundup, like any garden gloves or anything like that, like any like protective gear? Did she wear anything?
No.
Okay, no worries. Put down no here.
No, nothing was wrong with.
No, I know. Me too. It's okay. And then where did you apply it, and how big of an area was it applied? It was the trailer park, right?
Yes.
Trailer park home. All right,
the
and
weeds.
Then for the weeds, okay. To kill weeds. And then what state did you use a product in? Was this Florida?
Do what?
Oh, what state did you use the product in? Was this Florida?
Yes, it was Florida.
Okay, thank you so much, Scott. And then this was residential, right? What was the exposure? It's asking, was it horticultural, residential, commercial? It was residential, correct?
Residential.
Okay, thank you so much. And then it's asking, how were you first exposed to Roundup? It would be by you directly spraying the Roundup, correct? You were directly spraying the Roundup?
Yes, most of the time we use the spray, like I say, usually use the spray containers.
Okay.
And that's the one sometimes I leave a container of that over there at her house, you know?
Yeah.
And then I had some at my house. And then later on in the, you know, I don't remember the day, but I got to where I would buy those granules in a bigger container, you know, and, you know, like in your driveway area where you get, you know how on your driveway, the grass will grow up in between the, you know, where
the cracks, little cracks. No, I
yeah,
see
the cracks where they join
yeah,
the concrete.
Exactly.
We sprinkle them granules in there, but for a long time, for many years, we'd spray them cracks where they join the concrete.
Okay, I see. And then
she'd spray around her flower bed. She had a little flower bed out front, which was probably only about, I don't know, maybe 20 foot long.
20 foot long, okay.
And then she had a little place beside her trailer there. So I don't know, she might have... When she did spray, she probably sprayed about, say, a 4 or 5 foot area by about maybe 30 to 50 feet long.
Thank you so much for that. And then bless you for your mother. I heard that. And then let's see here. I was just about to – let's see here. Oh, there you go. How many exposures to Roundup has she had in her lifetime? This is an easy question that I can help you on. I recall she used it for 10 years. Out of those 18 years, she used it for 10 years. And then you said it was around like 3 or 4 times. It could have not been more than 5 times. You said it was around like 3 or 4 times a year. So if we multiply like 4 times 10, that will give us 40 in her lifetime. Does that sound accurate?
Yeah, that's probably about.
Okay. Thank you so much. And then, did she get her water from a well?
No.
Okay.
You never worked, no. Not that she was on city water.
City water, okay. And then, has she ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of, okay. And then, has she ever been exposed to benzene?
To what?
Benzene.
Is,
yeah, it's benzene. Benzene. If you don't know what it is,
you know, the only thing I can remember taking around her house, as far as sometimes we would take, she had a little room in her washroom, and sometimes I'd leave a Roundup in there so that when I come over there, I'd have it, and I'd use a wasp or hornet spray or something like that in there. And that's about the only thing I really remember using. And then a little bit of fertilizer for her plants.
Well, benzene is like a colorful or light yellow, highly flammable liquid that's a known carcinogen. It's found in gasoline, tobacco smoke, and many other consumer products. Let's see. Benzene is a natural component of crude oil and is also used by the economy. Okay.
Man, do they have that stuff? Oh, what is that stuff called?
Let's see. All right. And then for your mother, so that would be no for her being exposed to benzene, correct?
I think not.
Okay, no worries.
Hey, is that stuff in that, is it in Goof Off? Have you heard of that product Goof Off or something?
How do you spell out that product? I can look that up.
Goof Off or Goo Off or something where you use it to get bugs off your headlights and stuff like that. It's, you know, kind of cleaning chemical for like getting bugs off your windshield and...
Oh, no, no, I don't think it is. No, I know what you're saying. No.
Okay.
That's a great question, though. And has she ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No, sir, not the
oil. Glad to hear that. And then I think I already overheard this being answered, but what type of Roundup was used? Was it concrete or was it pre-mixed? Was it already mixed up? Was she just had a spray? It was already pre-mixed?
Most of the time... it was already pre-mixed. I mean, it's the one that you get at Lowe's. The ones I bought for years, I don't know if they're a gallon or a gallon and a half or so, but they come in a little container and you just pump them up and...
Okay,
and
no worries.
You tote the bottle around.
Okay.
And then, like I say, for a lot of years, we used those. And then, like I say, when I started getting them at the... It was like a John Deere landscape company or something down there. Then I started getting the granules.
Well, quick question. Where did you purchase a Roundup, the premix? Was it like, you said it was at Lowe's, right? Do you recall the address? Like the street name? I can help you find it. If you don't, that's okay. I could just put down Lowe's here with no address.
I got it at Lowe's and I would get it at Home Depot, I shopped both them places back then in them days, and I would get it. I would usually pick it up either like when I went to Lowe's or went to Home Depot.
Or Home Depot. Okay, no, I put Lowe's and Home Depot. Thank you so much. And then, does she still have any like receipts of the Roundup purchases, or like does she have any Roundup in her possession still?
Nah, I don't think so.
That is okay. That is okay. So I put down no for both. And then has she ever smoked?
No.
Okay, no worries.
No,
and then,
sir.
Is she currently employed?
No.
No, I overheard that as well. It's just part of the intake. I apologize. And has she ever, I already recall this being answered, but it's a question on the intake. Has she lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to her conditions?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, I mean,
wouldn't it be back
she
like
did.
When she got diagnosed,
yeah,
she stopped working?
When she first got sick, you know, you took your first treatment, Mom, didn't you go back to work for a little bit after that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she took her first treatment. Now, she was probably down for, I don't know, 6 weeks to 2 months. And she went back to work for a while, but it wasn't too long because that first treatment only lasted about a year, and I think, when she went back to get the next treatment, I don't know if that's when. I know the next treatment she got, it took her, probably 6 to 8 weeks to get her strength built back up and all.
Okay.
And I think that's, she was wanting to work, but, you know, I told her, I said, well, Mom, they need to let you use a chair. And she's well, they won't let us use no chair. They won't let you sit in a chair and work. And I said, well. You know, that's pretty silly, but I think it was sometime after that.
That is okay. You said how many, was it months or weeks that she was off work for a little bit when she was getting that treatment? I want to put that down here.
I would say a couple months.
Couple months. I could put that a couple months.
Like I say, is the best I remember.
That is okay.
She went back to work after the first treatment for a while. And then she got sick again, and then I think that's when she got sick the second time, she didn't ever go back, I don't think.
That is okay. So when she was out for a couple of months, I'm sorry to interrupt, when she was out for a couple of months, what year was that? I want to put that down. Was it 2012, 2011?
Oh,
I know it's kind of hard. I know this is really like some tough questions here.
I don't know.
Okay. That's okay. I'm going to just put doesn't recall year, but was off for a couple months. Okay. Doesn't recall.
They may have records for,
I'll just put down has records.
Worked at a Goodwill, so they may have records and
doesn't recall
there may
year,
be some insurance records and things like that.
For a couple months after getting treated. Doesn't recall year, but was off for a couple months after getting treated. Worked at Goodwill. Okay. And then has she ever been in the military?
No.
Has she ever been in the military? No? Okay. And then has she ever been involved in any other lawsuits at all?
You ain't never been in a lawsuit, have you?
No.
Okay.
When Shannon got killed, did they just give y'all a settlement or something? Didn't they? The insurance company just give you a settlement?
Yeah, I think so.
I had a sister killed by a drunk driver. What was that in Louisiana?
Gosh.
In Louisiana, probably, that was in 90, what, Mom?
Oh, Lord, I don't remember.
Okay, so she was like in a, she got an attorney for that, right?
86, 87. Sir?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying they tried to get that guy prosecuted, and he got off number one and had already had previous DUIs to start with. And I think, if I remember right, my mom and dad got a little bit of money out of the insurance company.
Okay.
But, I mean, they didn't – I don't think it was a lawsuit. I think the insurance company just said, oh, well, he didn't hardly have no insurance, but they could pay you like, was it $10,000? It was a joke.
I see.
But
no, yeah. Oh.
For what, I mean, you know.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Oh, gosh. So for that, it would be no. Okay, I see. I'm really sorry to hear that, though. Oh, gosh. And then has she ever filed for disability or a workers' compensation claim?
What?
Disability? I mean, did you leave work before you, let's see, no, you would be past 65 anyway, wouldn't you? You just went ahead and retired and started drawing your Social Security. I think she just retired and drawed Social Security.
Okay, no worries. So I put that no. And then has she ever filed for bankruptcy?
For what?
Bankruptcy.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, sir.
Has she had, this is just for police record, has she had other than a minor traffic offense, has she ever been convicted of a crime?
What?
Ever been convicted of a crime? No? Okay. And then, what is her diagnosing doctor name? And if she doesn't recall, I can just get the hospital where she was diagnosed. But does she remember the doctor that diagnosed her?
You remember that doctor that diagnosed you, Mama? He was a Japanese guy. I remember he was a Japanese guy. You liked him a lot, and then he retired, I think. You remember what his name was?
There were three doctors in there that had the same last name.
Okay. Which one was the one that diagnosed you? Do you recall that guy, the doctor's name?
I don't remember.
That is okay. The attorneys will be pulling up your medical records, so that shouldn't be an issue. Where is that hospital?
Chinese or something.
What was that hospital again, Scott?
Was that White Wilson?
No? Okay.
He never been to White Wilson.
Okay.
Mom, that's where I'll take you to get your cancer treatments done at.
That's
Fort Walton,
right? Okay.
Fort
Walton Beach Hospital is where she gets her cancer treatments done.
Treatment.
They
have
their own place.
Where did she get treated again?
Cancer place.
When she went to her cancer treatment, she was getting her cancer treatments at Fort Walton Beach Hospital.
Walton?
But that other doctor done them somewhere else? Man, let me get my phone and see if I can
okay.
help you out.
Yeah, thank you so
Thanks.
Much. Florida. And that's
that
in Florida,
that
right?
My phone.
Is it HCA Florida Fort Walton Destin Hospital, 1000 Marwalt Drive, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, 32547?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where you get treated, okay. Alrighty.
Yes, that's where she got some treatment.
Yeah, that's where I treated.
Get treated.
I got treated.
Thank you so much for that. Let me put that in here because it is asking for the treatment hospital, so let me put it here.
All my cancer treatments have been through them.
Okay. Thank you so much. That is some important information right there. And then the most recent treatment you've been to with them, what year was that? Was this this year, last year? When was the last time you got treated there?
Last year? Been 2 years.
What?
Since I've been treated for cancer.
Oh, you said 2 years?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was 2023?
It was the, I think in 2023.
Okay, no worries. Thank you for that.
I'm going to go.
He's still looking for his phone.
It's okay. Let him look. It's okay. I'm filling up your treatment information for now. So that is okay. Bear with me.
I feel bad because I don't remember that Japanese. I like that Japanese doctor she had. He was a really good doctor.
I see.
Come here. He went outside.
That's okay. I'm still filling up some information here. So it doesn't recall a year. Okay. And then, Judy, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you provide me with your home address, please, while we wait till he comes up back?
My home address is 9950 Highway 98 West.
Highway. So you said 9954 Highway. What's that?
50 9950
Highway 98 West. Destin, Florida, right?
Well, it's known as
Carabel.
Yeah. What's it known as?
There's two of them that pop up here. There's
Miramar Beach, Florida.
Is not Destin? Is it Destin, Florida, or Carabel, Florida?
No,
Miramar Beach.
Yeah, that 32550 is Miramar Beach, Florida.
Let me look it up here.
It's just a little ways from Destin.
A little way from Destin? Okay.
Yeah.
Highway.
Some people use Destin.
Okay.
And it's Unit 8.
Unit 8? Okay, let me write that down. 8, and then you said the zip code was 32550?
Yes.
It comes up as Destin, Florida as well. I'm not sure why it comes up. Is it Miramar Beach, Florida?
Yeah.
Miramar?
Well, it's Miramar Beach, but where her trailer park is, they call that San Destin because,
San
Destin's really that resort right there.
Yeah, it keeps coming up like that when I look it up. It comes up as 9950 US 98, Destin, Florida, 32550.
But if you look it up on Google, if you'll look, the trailer park she lives in is Destin East Mobile Home Park. And that golf cart, them golf courses just surround that whole little park right there.
Yeah, I'm trying to look through on Google Map. It sends me in front of Camp Golf. It's right in front of it.
What?
Is this your cancer doctor, Dr. Hingsang?
Let me see.
Hingsang. Here it is.
Oh, we found
Dr. Hingsang. Yeah. Thing.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. That I got his name for you.
Can you spell that out for me?
It's Dr. Harvey, H-A-R-V-E-Y, and his middle initial is Y, period, and then I think it's, I'll just spell it for you, H-S-I-A-N-G.
MD. I found them right away. Yep. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I don't know if, I think he might have retired, but he was...
I won't
brag on many doctors. He's a good one.
Aw, that's good to hear.
He was a good one. And she was blessed to have a really good neuro doctor up here, too.
Super glad to hear that. So when I look up his hospital where he's located, the locations, he's only located in one location. That's Emerald Coast Cancer Center, 1024 Martwalt Drive, Fort Walton Beach, Florida, 32547. Is that where she was being seen at when she was diagnosed? Emerald Coast Cancer Center.
Yeah, I think what he does, I think that's his main place he works out of, if he's even still practicing. But I think when she went to see him, he also used to come out to Destin, to an office right outside of Destin, which you're talking about. Destin's probably 8 miles, and in Fort Walton Beach is probably about 15, 18 miles.
Yeah, when I started going to them, they come to Destin.
They come to Destin.
They remember taking me to Destin when
And then for the oncology, when you're getting treated, their practice, is it hematology?
Hepatology.
Yeah, right? Hematology. Yeah, okay. No worries. Yeah, for the treatment, they're okay. So all we need here, we'll come back to the home address. We're about finished here. Just the hospital where she was seeing Harvey at. I'm trying to help find that. But the only thing that comes up here is the Emerald Coast Cancer Center. But you said he would come over to Destin, right? Let me see if I look up his name and look up Destin. See if anything comes up, another location here.
Now, the other two doctors were working with him then. They've since retired.
Okay. Was it a hospital where you saw him at here in Destin?
Yes.
Okay. Let me look up Destin Hospital. Okay. Okay. I think I found another one. Let's see here. 7720 US 98, Destin, Florida. 32550. Let's see what that location gives.
That's probably it, because that's off of highway. It was off of highway 98 over there in their distance.
Yep. And it's called now it's different. The address, I think they changed it. It's Stock and Trade Design Co. now, but.
Yeah, they moved back to Fort Walton.
When I look up that address, it does come up. Do you want me to put that was the address at the time, right? It was in Destin. It was 7720 US 98, Destin, Florida. Let me see.
At
the time she got diagnosed, but like I say,
I
see another doctor there that was there before. Her name is Mehta, M-E-H-T-A, Mary, Mehta Mary B. Her name also comes up there. Aaron comes up as well. Do you remember a guy named Aaron?
Okay. No, it's okay. I remember, he had two other doctors that were.
Is the other lady, is she a PA or is she a doctor? Because I remember one lady did her blood work, one appointment.
She is a, pediatric cardiology. Cardiology. That is her thing for Mary. Yeah, but that's the only thing. When I look up Harvey, his full name, and I look up Destin, Florida, that address comes up right away. And it even has his name up top. It's Dr. Harvey, Y dot, and then his last name is spelled H-S-I-A-N-G. And then the address that comes up in the bottom is 7720 US 98, Destin, Florida. I believe that's the office where you're receiving him at. That hospital, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think she's seen him at both those offices over the years, though.
Oh, that Embrid as well, that location that he's at? You think
the one in Fort Walton.
Yeah,
She's probably seen them at the one in Fort Walton several times.
They don't have the one in Destin anymore.
Yeah, no, yeah, it's no longer there. If she was ever seen at least once at the Amber Coast Cancer Center, I can put that down as well. And then for the additional notes, I'll put down office is no longer there, and then I'll put that address that comes up on Destin that's no longer there. Do you guys want me to do that?
That's fine.
Mom,
you've seen at the Emerald Coast. That's the one in Fort Walton, Emerald Coast Cancer Center, ain't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it, sir.
Okay.
Off Walmart. Is it off Walmart Drive?
It's Fort Watson Beach. Let me actually get the address and go on Google Maps for that. I can actually help you with that. Bear with me. Surgeons. I believe so. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. Bear with me here. So let me now put that information there, and like I said on the additional notes, I will put down the other address that popped up for Harvey, okay, for the 7720 to his office. So let me put down the Embrid one, okay? Bear with me.
Okay, he's got them both covered, Mom.
Thank you. Yeah, because the Embrid one even comes with a phone number as well, so that's going to be helpful.
So, sir, do you work with the law firm, or are you like a headhunter for the law firm?
I'm an intake specialist. That's my position. We work with a law firm. Their law firm we're working for is Pawlowski Law Firm. You can even look them up as well. Located in New York. It's called Pawlowski. I'll be sending you that information on my direct number as well. We're about to be finished as well. Let me ask you,
do y'all just handle class actions?
No, just mass tort. This is a mass tort lawsuit. It's not a class action.
Oh, okay.
Which is totally better from a class action.
Well, do y'all handle any of those gadolinium cases, or do they close that out, or what?
I'm not sure if they close that out, but we're only working with certain lawsuits. For example, like the Paracourt one that I mentioned to you earlier. We used to work with the NEC, the baby formula lawsuit, babies who were born prematurely. We were doing that as well. We were doing hair relaxer lawsuit. We were doing the Camp Lejeune lawsuit as well for the Marines, for the Army over there in North Carolina, for the contaminated water. What else have we done? Yeah, we've done plenty of lawsuits here. And we get different law firms as well. We don't only work with one law firm. We worked with, like, big law firms as well. Like, Saddle Rock is one of them as well, which is a really big law firm. You're asking some really great questions here. Okay, so I got the address here. And then for this, how has her diagnosis of lymphoma impacted her life?
How has it impacted your life? It slowed her way down, I can tell you that.
She
started doing treatments. She's been doing treatments for this.
Okay. No worries.
Chronic lymphocytic for, 10 or 15 years. Man.
And then does she have any medical records that indicate her cancer type or anything like that?
I don't have any medical records.
What I was about to say, Scott, she does know those medical records exist, right? She does recall ever being diagnosed. They should be at the hospital, right? She does know.
They'll probably have to go into archives because that hospital where she goes, they'll have one ambulance, but they'll have two document shredding trucks in the back of it.
Yeah, no, of course, and it was no longer than 2000, so they should have that information. So to the best of her knowledge, she does know those medical records exist, right? She does recall being diagnosed from a doctor and everything like that, from everything we talked about.
Oh, yes. When she first got diagnosed, I mean, she come back from the doctor the first time, but I mean, I had back when her count started going up a little bit, I mean, me or my wife would usually take her to some of her appointments.
Okay, no worries. What type of treatment did she receive for the CLL, for the chronic lymphocytic leukemia? Did she receive like a stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, radiation, surgery?
Help me out here because maybe you got a list, but I remember one drug that they give her chemo. which about killed her the first time.
Aww.
But they give her a, gosh, what was the name of that? It was a drip IV, and I think it was made by Teva.
Teva?
It was an Israeli company. Let me see if I can. Let me Google a minute. Dang it.
Okay.
I can get close. Maybe I can. If I see the name of it, I'll know it.
No, while you do that, I'm gonna put down on the additional notes the other location. Also seen,
right there.
Okay, got that.
Okay, that's not it. Let's see if we can check in.
Lay down. Lay down.
Okay, so I put down PC was also seen at 7720 US 98 Destin, Florida, by her diagnosing doctor. So I put that as well. And then it was chemo was one of them that she received. So we're okay to move on with that. Her
I'm not
address,
finding the name.
I just
I'm not finding the name of that one drug because it's a very good drug for that because the second time she went, she didn't
she
take that chemo. She just took that drug.
A chemo drug. I can just put that down as well. You don't have to really look for the name. I'll just put down took a chemo drug, which is technically that's chemotherapy. So that basically answers that question. Yeah, no worries. So we're good. We move on with just the chemotherapy because if she was given a chemo pill or a drug, that still counts as chemotherapy. So I see what you mean. I just need her address once again and then just an emergency contact if she wants to put one. It could be yourself as well. So for her address, I was having an issue on that. It was – let me look that up one more time because it was coming up weird. It comes up as Destin, Florida. So 9950 U.S. Highway 98. What's after 98? Is it west?
Yes.
West, and what's after west?
That's all. U.S. Highway 98 West.
Okay, because when I looked that up, it keeps coming up as Destin, Florida, 32550. So is that the correct address when I put that? Destin, Florida?
I guess it's coming up Destin, Florida.
Okay, no worries.
I don't know. It comes up at home as...
That's so odd. I'm not sure why it keeps populating like that. It takes away the West as well. It doesn't want to populate the West. It's so odd. So after U.S., it's U.S. Highway. U.S.
Here we go. Let me see.
Highway.
Okay, 9950 U.S.-Highway 98 West, Miramar Beach, Florida, 32550.
Miramar, okay.
Yeah, Miramar Beach, Florida, 32550, and her lot number is lot C8.
Okay, so highway, Miramar, okay. Yeah, when I look Miramar, it still comes up. I don't know why it still comes up. Okay, let me look. On Zillow, it comes up. I had to manually put it down then. Yeah, because it's not populating it for me. I see what you mean. And then it's lot L8.
C8,
okay. Lot C8. Okay, let me put that down manually, okay, because it's not coming up the way you're asking it for it. It's so odd. Highway 98 West.
And then lot C8.
West. And then lot... And then the city is Miramar Beach, right? That's the city?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Miramar. I'm so sorry. We're about finished, y'all. I need is just emergency
contact. No, man, I live in chronic back pain. It's okay.
Thank you so much for being patient, both of you. And then the county, is it Walton County or is there no county?
It's in Walton, ain't it, Mom?
Walton?
Yes, okay. Sir, it's Walton County.
And then 32550, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much. Okay.
Highway 98 West, Lot C8. Beach. Three, two, five, five, zero.
Okay, yeah, got that. 9950 US. Put a dot on the US.
U.S. Highway, gotta capitalize the H. All right, so highway.
On Zillow, it's the highway is spelled H-W-Y. Do you want me to spell it out like that? Is that how it's spelled out for you as well? Do you want me to spell out highway, the whole complete word?
You can just write H-W-Y.
That should be good. Okay. Yeah, no, I got that right. So I'm going to repeat it one more time, and I apologize for the inconvenience. 9950 U.S. Highway 98 West, Lot C-A. Lot C8, Miramar Beach, Walton County, Florida, 32550, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And then we request an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we can only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to put yourself, Scott, as an emergency contact for your mother?
You want to put me as your emergency contact or Holly or what?
No.
Okay.
You?
Okay. Scott, do you live with her or does not live with?
Well, she's living with us right now.
Okay. So I'll put lives with for now. And then do we have permission to contact you? Does the attorneys have permission to contact you?
Yes, sir. That'll be okay.
Thank you so much. And then your first name is Scott, right? S-C-O-T-T.
Mm-hmm.
And then your last name initial?
My last name or my middle initial?
Oh, your last name initial. I could have just put.
G.
G as in Goodwin, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. And then your phone number?
850-685-7736.
So I got here 850-685-7736.
Uh-huh.
And then it would be Sun, right, for the emergency relationship?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. Alright, so we are done here. So bear with me. I'm going to review the intake, make sure I didn't leave anything blank that needs to be filled out, but everything looks filled out on my end, okay? So bear with me for like 30 seconds to a minute. Shouldn't take too long. I'm just reviewing everything here, but everything looks filled out and good. Yep, all the required questions are answered. Alrighty, got the phone number. Just going to confirm the birthday one more time since that is an important information right here. I have it right here. Alrighty. Got that. 2007.
June. Hey, sir. I know what the name of that drug was. Rituxan.
Rituxan. Okay. No, I've heard of that drug as well. Okay. Rituxan.
Well, I mean, it works so good for that. I think they're trying to do away with it.
Oh, gosh. I see. And then for her birthday, for your mother, is it May 8th of 1941?
Yes, sir.
All righty. Just wanted to confirm that. So now I'm going to send you these documents. Just require some initials and signatures from your mom. It's going to be coming under guadalupe@masstortstrategies.com under a text message and an email as well. But both work. Let me just hit the send button mm-hmm. right now. Oh, gosh. Okay, bear with me. I'm going to refresh here. Alrighty. All right, refreshed. So now,
it took some mad.
All right, so it's loading up now. While that loads up, I'm going to be prepping up a text message to send over to this phone number. This is your mother's phone number, correct?
Which one? Yeah.
This one, yeah, right? I'm going to be texting your mother right now on this phone number we're speaking on. I just sent over that text message. It should be coming for a link under guadalupe@masstortstrategies.com.
Okay.
And then if you can click that link, it takes you right to those documents. And then if she could just read it over and then just initial and sign it. While you guys look over that, I'm going to be prepping up a text message on my direct number. Call me or text me whenever she wants. How about you send you the attorney information over here as well? Bear with me. Did you get that text message?
I'm trying. Let's see which one it would be under. Today.
So, yeah, today. For Guadalupe Amastor Strategies.
I don't have it yet.
And then while I sent that, I do need to read you a closing script for your mother. All right, Judy, before we wrap up, I want to make sure you know what to expect next. While they are working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out a lot to finalize your claim. And I will be calling you within the next couple of hours. Well, not today, in a couple hours. I'll be probably calling you tomorrow with this phone number. Calling you in a couple hours once your file passes QA to transfer you to them directly and introduce you. They may go over some of the same questions we discussed today. This is completely normal. It's part of their process to confirm all the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case. They may also need you to sign additional forms like a medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. If you see any paperwork from them, be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible to keep everything moving smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, these extra steps are standard practice, and we want to make sure you're fully prepared. If you don't hear from them in the next 24 to 48 hours, I highly recommend giving them a call directly to follow up. And I'll be texting you their phone number as well. Can you confirm you can be available to speak with them as you have with me today? Guys, can you guys
confirm?
Can
you be available to speak with them again?
Just the same as you spoke with me today. Okay. No way. I'm sorry. I know there's a little brief paragraph I read you there. I'm sorry.
She don't got fired. She didn't know she was going to have to work when she called you.
Oh, no. I apologize. Do you have any other questions before I submit your information? I just submitted it, but do you have any other questions in regards to that? Basically, what happens is as soon as she signs and initials them, it's going to go through QA. QA is going to review the call, review the document she signed, make sure nothing's wrong, nothing's missing, for me to basically transfer you over to them.
Okay, but I'm not. We ain't got nothing.
You haven't gotten that link yet, that text message?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Bear with me. Let me check my my documents here and see if, because I hit the submit button, it went through successfully. I sent it as a text message and as an email as well, so it should have came through.
Okay, let me go through her text messages then. Hold on, that won't be. Let's see. Let's go to recent. PT Jason.
It should be guadalupe@masstortstrategies.com.
You still there, sir?
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got my number. If I cut you off, I'm trying to get into her.
Yeah, no, I got your number. I'm sending a text message to this number as well with my direct number with the 949 area code. So bear with me. Hi, Judy. Spoken regards to
this. Let me go back to emails and just see if
it. Yeah, just hit the refresh button, see if it.
You better quit crawling on me.
Just now updated, so let's see.
Uh,
Alrighty.
This is mostly primary.
/8
Spoken regard to the random desk.
All right. I just sent a text message to Judy's phone number. That's my direct number, by the way.
Okay. I got that. It came through.
That one actually came through fast. I'm so surprised.
Yeah, I'm looking through her emails, but I'm not seeing the one that you sent earlier.
Yeah, that's so odd. Let me log in on my documents right here. Bear with me. Because it went in successfully. That's so odd. Let's see here. Yeah, let's see here. It's sent to judycgoodwin@yahoo.com. And then the phone number I sent it to was 850-621-2930.
Let's see.
If not, I can perhaps send it to your phone number and make her sign it. See if that's better.
Let me look one more time and we'll see if it came through in here.
Okay.
Okay. Better help President Bravo.
No.
I'm not seeing where it's coming through on hers.
Okay, so bear with me here.
Let me see here. Let's see. Judy C. Goodwin at yahoo.com. And nothing's capitalized. It just all runs together.
All lowercase, right? Yeah, that's what I have over here as well.
JUDYCGOODWIN at yahoo.com.
Yeah, correct. I have JUDYCGOODWIN@yahoo.com. So it's two O's, right? On the Goodwin?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, no, I got that.
Two O's.
That's so odd. Let me send it to your phone number. Do you mind if I send it to your phone number?
No, that'll be okay, but I don't know why I heard that. Hold on, wait a minute. Let's try this. Metal roof, my finance. Huh. I don't know.
No, you're good. I'll send it to your phone number because it says has not given consent to receive notifications. Okay, let's see. What would be your phone number? Let's see here. Yeah, what's your phone? I know you gave it to me earlier, but I already submitted the intake.
It's 850-685-7736.
So I got 850-685-7736.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let me hit next on that. So Judy's, that's a good one.
No.
All right, so I sent it again with your phone number now. So let's see if it comes up.
Okay.
It should come up as a text message.
Okay, it come up.
Yeah, is it Guadalupe@masstortstrategies.com?
Okay, yeah.
Perfect.
Let me go back to her text messages because maybe.
I don't think that link should be valid anymore since I resent it on yours now. I don't think it would be valid on that link if she does appear to get it now. I don't think she would be able to get access to that link on that one since I resent it on your phone.
Lord, let me see here.
But yeah, no, if you click on that link, though, it should take you right to those documents. And everything should be filled out on those documents. I already filled out all the information. So all the questionnaire questions should be answered. It's just the signatures and initials.
Okay. Do you record the conversations?
Of course. Yeah, no, that's why I always start off by saying this call's being recorded.
I don't want nobody to think this guy was just trying to use his mom to get some money.
No. You are fine. You did a great job, okay? Like I said before, some of these questions are just to the best of your knowledge, and you're fine. So I totally get what you're saying. You're fine.
Okay. So just...
No, yeah, and
to
of course, yeah, and it's just gonna be, of course, it's your mom signing it. It's your mom's name, your mom's initials. It's your mom signing it, and yeah, basically it. And then after she signs it, after it says completed, that's when the QA team starts reviewing the call and seeing the documents and making sure I'm able to transfer you to the attorneys, basically just to verify everything we went through.
Okay, sign that right there, Mom.
All right.
Nice. I guess you did it with your finger.
All right. Yeah, some are initials and some are signatures, so be aware, be prepared for that one.
Okay, draw signature. Try to see if you can. There you go. Now we're making some head progress. Okay. You got that one? Let's see what it says. Adopt and sign.
I don't know what I'm signing. My life away.
I don't think so. Okay. Let me blow it up and see if I can.
Get back over here.
This is just a release of medical records. Oh, goodness.
Get over here.
All you got to do, I think, is put initials in that one. All right. Okay, it took initials for both of that one. And then we sign.
Do you know what I'm signing?
This, Mom, this looks like what they're wanting for release of medical records and stuff. All medical records, yeah.
I do want to let you guys know as well, there's no upfront fees as well. It's 60 and 40 split with you and the attorneys. You guys, your mother keeps the 60. The attorneys keep the 40%. Basically there's no upfront fees from those 60%. It's just 60-40 for the split. I think I should mention it as well on the documents.
Did you put it on the document?
Okay. Let's see. By signing the law, I understand and agree to the terms and conditions of this agreement. Very good, Mom. And then you just hit finish right there. I'll let you hit it.
Oh, you guys did a great job. I overheard.
Did I hit it?
Right there. Come here. Right there. Boom.
It's just say completed after she clicks that finish button. Yeah, it's just completed.
Yeah,
I just
done.
Got that email.
You're done.
Yeah, no,
hey,
you did a great
you working?
Job. Uh-huh,
okay.
Go on.
You got my phone number in your records. If you find somebody that works on, there's two things that I'm interested in. I got
heavy lots,
off the chart gadolinium in my body because an old surgeon dropped about three extra staples in me and left them.
Staples?
And they acted like they couldn't find them. And they shot me up with all that dying stuff, and I've had several x-rays done. And I've got off-the-chart levels of gadolinium. But I'm not as much worried about that, but I did hear rumors that there were some class actions on that. But I need to find a medical attorney that works with expert doctors and radiologists.
Of course.
This is per December of 2023 because I've been trying to get surgeries to get some old sutures out of my back.
Okay.
But they told – I had a guy – the doctor over in Columbus, Georgia said they referred me over to a surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When they referred me over there, I called and I said, hey, I've never got my – did they send my referral to y'all because y'all never called me and it had been like over a month. And she said, oh, Mr. Goodwin, we're sorry, but he looked at your stuff, and you've got multiple injuries, and you're going to have to get an attorney and an expert doctor that works with a doctor that works with radiologists.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have to do some scans on you and report your injuries because you've got multiple injuries, and no doctor's going to go in there to fix these injuries unless you get somebody to report it first. So I can't even get surgery because they've been so dishonest on all these scans, and they've done so many scans on me, you wouldn't believe.
Oh, I'm so sorry what you had to go through, Scott. And yeah, if I do ever come across this, I will give you a call. I have your phone number. Like you said, I do have your phone number. I'll give you a call back or a text as well, letting you know if I do find anyone.
Even if I have to pay them, just for the services of getting that done.
Okay.
And if somebody helps me and there's I've been told that, your statue don't start until you get the injuries reported and know exactly what they've done. I don't know. But if they'll just help me get it straightened out where I can get my surgeries, if there's an attorney that handles it and there's a lawsuit, he can have at it. I don't care. But I just want to get fixed.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much for letting me know all those details. I did write it down as well, and I wrote down your name, Scott, with your phone number, okay? So if anything does come up, I will give you a call back as soon as possible or a text. But other than that, Scott, it was a pleasure talking to you and your mother. And like I said on that closing script, after QA reviews it, I think it should be later tomorrow. If your mother doesn't pick up my call, I'll give you a call, just a reminder. Basically, for me to just transfer over to the law firm, okay, just to verify what we went through. Okay? Alrighty. And then, that's basically it, Scott. Do you have any other more questions for me?
I think that's it, man.
Alrighty. Well, you have my number as well. I texted your mother on my direct number. It's a 949 area code, okay?
All right. Thank you,
Alrighty.
Sir. Have a blessed day, man.
You guys too. Yes, have a good night. All right. Bye-bye.